Would you live forever? If science could stop aging, should we use it? Scientists are learning to slow aging, but a much longer life raises hard questions. Imagine reaching the age of 100, but still feeling 40. For most of history, this was a fairy tale. Yet in laboratories around the world, scientists are now studying aging itself, not as something inevitable, but as a process that might one day be slowed. Their goal is not simply a longer lifespan, but more healthy years. Much of the work targets the disease that so often arrives late in life: heart failure, cancer, dementia. If a single treatment could delay all of these at once, old age might look very different. But longer lives raise big questions. Such treatments could be hugely expensive, and many worry that only the rich would afford them, creating a world where wealth buys extra decades. Far more people living far longer would also strain housing, pensions, and the planet's resources. There are deeper ethical worries, too. If death became optional, would life still feel precious? Some argue that endings give life its meaning. Others say reducing suffering is always worth it. Who should decide, and who gets access, may be the hardest questions of all. If science could give you another 50 healthy years, would you take them? And at what cost?